Scott Baer. He's the Comcast Raiders insider, and he joins us regularly here on KHTK. Scott, it's Nate. It's Katie. Thanks for making the time today.
How are we doing?
Oh, well, we're doing good
now that we got y'all turned up. Bright and early here, the Raiders, they get their preseason off to a good start. They're 1-0. You know, Derek Carr played just two series, but there were some positives there. Now, Scott, the one thing that I took from it was that the first series for Arizona, they march down the field 73 yards. They give up a big play, the Raiders do, but they still hold them to a field goal. That's something that I see as one of the biggest positives.
Yeah, I do. And it's weird when you go through these initial preseason games and you've only got, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 snaps to kind of evaluate some progress. And sometimes in a regular game, they give up a 70-yard field goal drive and then shut them down the rest of the way. So, you know, it's tough with that small sample size. But that being said, the thing that I think was pretty clear is that the secondary is better. You know, yeah, they give up, you know, some yards there, and they're still trying to figure some things out. And David Amerson missed a tackle, and you know, but Sean Smith, I thought, looked really good. And if that secondary is secure, I think with the volume of pass rushers they have up front, good things will happen.
Scott, I think that, you know, despite the fact that it's preseason, there was some great things to take from it. And I always caution fans in general to kind of cool off on the preseason. Don't get overly excited because, you know, it is what it is. But there were some good things that came out of this. And I thought one of them was George Atkinson III did a really, really good job. What did you like from what he showed? And what does that mean for him moving forward with this team?
Yeah, I thought it was important that he was decisive. And that's how he was able to break those big runs is, yeah, like there were holes, but he made a quick decision and broke to the outside. Basically, if you're a running back and you're squared up one-on-one in space, you should make somebody miss. And then you could turn on the afterburners. And he did that twice. That's a pretty important thing. What it means to him long-term, gosh, I don't know. He has been on the practice squad a couple different times, and it gets, you know, more difficult, you know, to make the roster from that position, especially because we know darn well that fifth-rounder DeAndre Washington is going to be kind of the primary backup, and Tywan Jones has to fit in here somewhere and on down the line. I do think it's encouraging. We obviously know that George Atkinson Sr., I saw they, you know, some texts from him were flooding into other Raiders, and he was excited for his son. I still think it's an uphill battle because when it comes down to it, running backs have to protect the passer. That's how you stay on the field, and some other running backs do that a lot better than he does. That's something that I think he needs to improve on, but this was a good start, and he is incredibly hungry to make this roster. He has to contribute on special teams in order to do that, and he was good on special teams. So I would just say he still has a lot of work left to do. He really has to give coaches a reason to trust him in those regards, but it was probably the most positive step for him as a professional player.
When you look at Atkinson, Scott, and obviously he's a little bit further down on the depth chart when you're talking about the Raiders, but does his performance, can one game like this in a preseason game ensure that, yeah, he's going to be in the NFL this season, that someone might look at that performance and it'll be enough for them to take him on?
Yeah, he does have some other tape there, and I think he's going to need to back it up a little bit, that he's maybe not, you know, 97 yards
right,
on however many carries he had, five or six, but I do think that, yeah, the more good game tape that you put out there, the more likelihood that somebody who needs a young running back would take that guy, you know? The only kind of setback is he doesn't really have any practice squad eligibility left because he was on it kind of in two separate seasons. And I think most importantly, he needs to get out there and really, you know, maybe catch a couple passes out of the backfield or protect the passer and put those types of things on tape as well. I know the Raiders really like him and they would give him a high recommendation to any team that was, you know, asking about it.
Scott Baer, Comcast Raiders insider, joining us on KHTK. Scott, Matt McGloin has shown that he's a more than capable backup for Derek Carr, but Connor Cook looked efficient in his time on the field. So is there any chance that he challenges McGloin for the number two spot?
I don't think so. They like the hierarchy the way that it is, and I think they would like to have somebody with some starters experience be able to go in should Derek Carr need to come out. Now, Connor Cook, I thought offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave did an excellent job guiding him through this experience. I'm actually sitting down and writing a story about this very thing as we speak. And I think Bill Musgrave, he gave him some screens, he gave him some shorter passes to build his confidence up. Because when you're a rookie and you're only getting the third team reps and things like that, sometimes it takes a while to adjust and learn a new offense and master a scheme where a quarterback has to know everything in a scheme that is, frankly, kind of complicated. So he's kind of made strides. You know, all rookie quarterbacks don't look great in the first week or in the offseason program when they're still trying to, you know, feel some things out. And I think that Connor Cook, while he said he had nerves, I think Bill Musgrave really helped him out because he's not going to see a lot of time during the regular season. Heck, he's not going to see very much time in the second and third preseason game either. So this was a rare opportunity for him to get some extended playing time. Bill Musgrave and Jack Del Rio, they need it and want it to be a positive experience, something that he believes he can kind of use as a building block. So I think that's what happened. That was a good thing. 7 for 11, he was efficient. He didn't really chuck it downfield very much, but we know he has that cannon in him. And I think even though he's going to be the number three guy, it is a real benefit having Matt McGloin there, who, by the way, is the highest paid quarterback. Derek Carr still working his way through that rookie deal. And I think ultimately having Connor Cook have 12 months pressure-free, unlike what Derek went through his rookie year when they went 0-10, that will really help him in the long run. Too often you can make some early mistakes coaching-wise with a quarterback and set him back or kill his confidence or something like that, and the Raiders were very mindful not to do that.
Scott, Carl Joseph coming into camp, obviously rehabbing that injury that, you know, predated coming in, but I'm curious, he makes a surprise appearance in this game. Is that a promising sign in terms of his rehab and recovery process in terms of being ready by the start of the season?
Heck yeah. He had said to us in no uncertain terms that he would be surprised that he played the first preseason game, possibly the first two. And I think that after he said that, he skipped one day of practice last week, and then he came back out and he had an interception of Derek Carr where he looked like Spud Webb in the NBA slam dunk contest, going up 10 feet, snagging that thing. And I think just by the fact that his knee is responding to all of this activity well was a good thing. They also got his feet wet and got him out. He played 9 snaps, and that was all he needed to do. I mean, I'm sure going back, and hindsight being what it is, I heard you guys talking about Mario Edwards. I'm sure Jack Del Rio wishes he would have pulled his entire starting unit after 9 snaps. But I think, you know, Carl Joseph, the thing that I thought was important is not, oh, did he make a pick or whatever? It's that he tackled somebody for real for the first time, and he had to catch David Johnson from behind. And it was kind of a violent thing where he kind of tumbled out of bounds, and it was sort of an aggressive style, and he came out, and his knee's fine. And it's one of these things for athletes, when they come back from injuries, they need confidence in their feet, in their joints, in their appendages again. And I think when you start doing things, like, you're always going to be worried how it's going to react until you move past it. So I know it's just one tackle and it sounds weird for me to be harping on it, but this is the preseason. So just doing that is one thing that he doesn't have to worry about anymore, that he believes, all right, I can go out there and do this. And practice was one hurdle. This was another. And just, you know, a couple preseason reps, I think, is going to ultimately help him. Now, he did say, you know, that he needs to communicate better with Reggie Nelson, the free safety, and that's going to come in time. He is a rookie, and I think, you know, Carl needs to be on Reggie's page, not vice versa. So I think once those guys kind of work that stuff out, they still have a month to the regular season, he'll be ready to go. And it's quite an indoctrination playing in the Superdome against the future Hall of Famer who throws for 5,000 yards every single season, and he'll probably get picked on. So he needs to be as ready to go as possible when he faces Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, got to get geared up for that because those guys don't slow down. You mentioned Mario Edwards' injury, Scott. Do we have anything more specific to exactly what went on with his hip, and how much time do they expect him to miss?
Yeah, exactly what went on. It's it's called a hip strain, which is, you know, it's probably just some ligaments inside of his joint that aren't quite right.
That sounds fun.
4 to 6 weeks. It looked pretty bad.
Right.
And seeing him in the locker room after the game, it didn't look great at all. I mean, he couldn't put any weight on his left leg whatsoever. He was struggling with crutches. He looked like his dog died. So when you look at those things, and then you hear 4 to 6 weeks, you know.
You think that's being a little optimistic based on what you saw?
I mean, based upon what you see, but then again, the Raiders seem very relieved, you know, that it could have been a lot worse. And 4 to 6 weeks, you know, like what's a serious injury and what's not. I think a 4 to 6 week recovery for a strain, something like that, is probably realistic. But had this happened in week one, this would be a much bigger deal because he would be missing 4 and 6 games. Now, with the preseason the way it is, with I think I just said, 4 weeks left, you know, he might miss the opener and maybe a couple games after that, but missing 1, 2, or 3 games for a player like that is much better than missing 4 to 6. Now, the way he's been lining up, I don't care what the depth chart says, the Raiders kind of run this hybrid 3-4, 4-3 under front, and without getting too technical, he's like a closed end, and he rushes right next to Khalil Mack. And those guys working together side by side is a really dangerous combination that I think the Raiders want on the field, obviously, as much as possible. And having him, you know, this is a setback for this defense, but there's enough depth here with second-round pick Jahad Ward and Danico Autry where they should be able to kind of carry on and, you know, not have this be the end of the world.
Scott Baer, CSN Raiders insider, joining us this morning. Scott, I'm curious. I know it's just one preseason game, but there's obviously a number of guys in at this point in the preseason that are trying to either play themselves in or are on the cusp of playing themselves out. When you look at that game, who helped themselves and who hurt themselves?
In terms of helping themselves, I came into this game and really this preseason thinking that the Raiders didn't have enough depth at the interior linebacker spot. It was sort of Ben Heaney, Malcolm Smith, and bust, really. And it was nice to see. I thought that Corey James played a ton of snaps. I think he played 51 on defense, and he looked pretty good doing it. He's kind of fast and aggressive towards the ball, and so is Corey Toomer. And those guys are going to be special team staples more than anything else. But you need injury protection at every spot. And I think that those guys really kind of showed well. And there's a guy that it's real easy to root for. It's a guy, James Kauser, out of Southern Utah, an undrafted FCS guy with about 50 sacks at that FCS level. And I thought he did well against the run. I think we all know that he can rush the passer, but those types of things on defense and special teams, you know, I think are important. You know, when you look at the undrafted wideouts, all these guys are competing for that one number five spot. And they're all kind of just clumped together, kind of like a nameless blob at this point, except for Johnny.
That sounds lovely.
Kickoff return. I know, right? But yeah, it's, you know, he had a good kickoff return, but he also had one clang off of his hands. And Jack Del Rio was he's big on leverage and tackling. That's his major fundamental for defense. And they didn't tackle very well. And I think that's sort of an overall issue, even for the first game. He's going to harp on that all week, I can guarantee you.
Just to kind of play off of that, Scott, were there any presumed starters or guys that are number one on the depth chart that were disappointing within the context of a preseason game?
You know, I wouldn't say disappointing necessarily. I mean, I haven't gone back and watched the offensive line, but a pre-snap penalty from Osemele and some things like that I would say need to get ironed out. I thought Latavius Murray was efficient, and, Amari was just okay. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty clear from talking to Derek, I think you guys saw that they kept taking shots downfield. They were just running go routes and letting them fly, and he and Amari weren't, you know, necessarily on the same spot in terms of location or maybe route run. But it was very clear to me, and that's a benefit that you can take advantage of when your starters are basically set. You can work on stuff. And they were clearly trying to work on the deep ball. Carr hit one or two to Crabtree. And I didn't think that Amari was that great. I thought Seth Roberts was just okay. And DJ Hayden only played 6 snaps as the slot corner. There were some guys I didn't think were great. And there was a miscommunication, now that I'm thinking about it, I believe with Carl Joseph and Reggie Nelson that produced a big play. David Amerson missed a pretty bad tackle, got juked out of his shorts. And, you know, those types of things I think will get ironed out. It's definitely nothing to stress about. Like, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden they have a hole in their starting unit. I didn't see anything like that.
Magnificent Scott Bear joining us on KHTK, Raiders Insider. Find his work at csnbayarea.com. Scott, thanks for coming on. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Have a great morning. So, we woke him up this morning. You know, we got him out of bed.
Hey, give a guy a break, man. Not everyone's on the same schedule as us.
And I'm jealous of everybody that is not on our schedule.
Bringing the knowledge there. I mean, it's, you know, so a lot of positives to take from it. It sounded like the starters, for the most part, the things that were, I don't know, head scratchers, were things that are easy to fix. You know, a false start penalty, a miscommunication at the top of your defense, those are things that you can iron out. The Raiders look to do it, and they still got a big win. More football on the way. Hey, you think Scott Bear's good? Sean Salisbury, we got our fire extinguishers out for him. That's when we return. 2 hours in the books on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.